This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
But, yes, Buzzy Rudiman, he is on with us. Buzzy, how you doing, man?
Oh, we're doing just fine tonight. Down here tinkering around with my car a little bit, see if I can make it go a little bit faster, you know, on the second there Saturday night. I needed about another half a car length there, so you always have a race car, I found out, is never completely done. It's just time to go race it. So you load it up and go.
So you were a tooth off the other night, is that it?
Yeah, we was off just a little bit there. You know, it goes back to the deal there where I looked so bad in the Nationals down there. I had high hope for this brand new car that David bought for me. And one of the reasons I'm going better, you know, David, he called up and gave me an alternative. He said, "Dad," he said, "I bought you this brand new car." He said, "Now listen," he says, "the seat belts are adjustable in that car. If you don't start producing, you might have to come out of there, and I'll put some young guy in there." So
it's amazing. It's amazing how everything goes around in circles, doesn't it?
Tell you what, you know, everything I've ever got on to him about, it seems like it always comes back to me. So you have to watch out what you tell these kids nowadays.
Hey, Buzzy, it's a good thing you weren't too hard on him, right?
Yeah, there you go. I guess I wasn't really too hard, but I don't know. It seems like he never forgets anything I told him. That's the problem with the deal.
Hey, Scotty, take it away. Bring us up to date on what Buzzy's been doing up there at East Bay, and take over that deal.
Well, you know, I think the cool part about it is, like I said, Buzzy's not just, you know, he's not out there just running laps. He's dominating out there. It's like he said, I think maybe in a couple more laps, he probably would have won that race. But it's like I said, Buzzy, he's starting back there in fourth and fifth place, and he's charging through the field. And, brother, that's a competitive field out there. And
I tell you what, the class of the field at East Bay now, gosh, all of the guys have got really good cars, and it's quite competitive. You know, with the rules they have with the engine rule and the tire rule and the two-barrel carburetor deal, you know, the guy has to be up on the wheel to get to the front, and I'm very, you know, very pleased with the car we made. Like I say, made some changes in it, and it come around, and it's handling real well now. When a car handles good, then it makes a driver look a lot better too.
Right, you couldn't look any better than you guys have been looking, and I know your crew's working hard for you back there. But, you know, the coolest part about it was, and once again, it's easy for me now to look back, but, you know, in this dirt racing, they don't have spotters, they don't even have mirrors, they don't have anything. And then the guy that actually won the race, and beat Buzzy, and you got to think, man, how excited is he to be literally the legend, and that's what everybody calls him, is the legend. If you don't believe it, just ask him. No, I'm kidding. I say that with all respect. But literally the guy that beat Buzzy is totally deaf. Can't hear a thing, and he beat Buzzy Rudiman. So you got that's just even one more added aspect of this whole racing deal. Is, man, the guy that beat him is totally deaf and can't hear anything. So
right,
that was really cool.
He's really good, you know. He's really, really good. I know, ran against him the last couple of years, and he has improved tremendously. And I think he must feel the vibrations of the car. So that means a lot.
Yeah,
it's crazy when you think, like I said, no radio, no spotter, no mirror, and then he, on top of that, he can't hear anything. So, yeah, it's like they said, he obviously feels the vibrations, but, man, the vibrations right now are going to be coming. That 00 team, man, y'all got it tuned up, and like I said, you're in the points lead at East Bay here, and I know it's only week two, but still, it's a great way to start off the year.
I tell you, I'm looking forward to coming up to Ocala Friday night, though, to run the show up there. The last time I ran Ocala, it was a pavement, and I run a open wheel modified there. David seems to have that track. I told him the other night, I said, "I'm going to go to Ocala and race." He said, "You know, I own Ocala." He says, "I have control of Ocala." And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, the last race I ran there was a 125-lap open-wheel modified race, and I think I ran around there about 125 times, and I never went in the same line twice. So I don't think Ocala is my best track, so it's going to be a challenge for me to get up there and see if I can find the groove that David left up there somewhere.
What about when it was dirt before, Buzzy? You didn't race on it when it was dirt before?
I only ever raced just one time when it was dirt. David was up north running a show up there, and so I sneaked his car out of the shop and took it there. And he said, "I remember you taking my car up there. You won the heat race, but you only run like fifth in the feature." So I've got to get up there and get some laps on that track. I hope the weather holds up for us this week. Boy, that last couple of rainouts there, I was all set to go this past Friday night or this past week, and so I, when it rained out, I just jumped in the car and went on to Atlanta and watched David run up there. So we'll get up there this Friday night and see what we can do.
Yeah.
Hey, the cool part about it is it looks like you guys, we talked about earlier, are having, it looks like, like I said, I know Winter Nationals didn't quite go what y'all were looking for, but the rest of this year, you guys look like you're having fun. Even with the second place finish, y'all were, you look like you're having a blast.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I don't think any of us ever going to get rich doing this little short track race. So you might as well make it fun. And I really, really am enjoying myself out there. The guys, there's not many accidents. The guys are all running a good, clean mm-hmm. race, and it sure makes it a lot more fun.
And that is true. They I have to say, at first when I went up there, I thought, well, man, they're going to give Buzzy a lot of room because, I mean, he is the legend. But to be honest with you, man, They all want to leave that track going. I beat Buzzy Rudiman tonight. So man, they're hard. They race him so hard, man. But literally, you look out of that back off of turn two, and all of a sudden, here comes that double zero car, brother, and he is flying.
But doesn't that make it more fun when they're racing you hard?
I think they should give a guy that's 66 years old a little bit more leeway.
Give you a lap head start, maybe. Is that what you want?
Yeah, 66 now. I thought I was somebody. I read in the paper the other day I was 66, so I come here. I said, no, I'm only 65, but I added it up on my ad machine, and it come out 66 for some reason or other. So I felt awful old.
Man, if he can't get a doggone sponsorship from Triple A or Pure Mac, I don't know. Literally. And, you know, the cool thing about it, I will say this about Buzzy, is the cool thing about it is if you want your kids to – if you want to emulate your kids, to emulate somebody, literally, Buzzy is the person. You could take them to Buzzy. I mean, he charges some money. Drop their kids off because Buzzy has been a gentleman's proof ever since I've ever known.
Buzzy's preschool.
He is preschool. But
now, Buzzy, I got a 5-month-old. Are you ready?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's like I said, the cool thing about it is Buzzy is a true gentleman on, off the track. He is the person. If you could emulate somebody, he is the person that you would do. And, you know, I think everybody that's ever met Buzzy knows and respects Buzzy, you know, and that's the cool part about it. You can go to a Cup race, everybody knows Buzzy, and they all want to talk to him, you know, and he's just the same there as he is at East Bay. It's just the coolest thing in the world to see that and to be around that. And Buzzy, it's been cool to even know you. And now, like I said, man, you come back to East Bay and dominate out there at whatever age. I don't really care. I told Jack earlier today, so far, I know we've got a couple races left to go. You're definitely the driver of the month so far.
Oh, boy.
In my book.
Sounds like fun. You know, as you go through life, if you treat everyone like you would like to be treated, it comes back to you, and it works out real good for you.
Well,
don't see that a lot nowadays, though, Buzzy, that's for sure. But I tell you, if the kids could do anything, like I said, just learn from somebody like Buzzy and just take as much as you can from him. And the guys out at East Bay do just that, too. Because, like you said, they race you hard. But it's good, clean racing out there. Nobody races dirty or does that. I haven't seen anything like that so far.
Oh, it's really, really, really. And like I say, you got to be up on the wheel to get every ounce out of the cars you can because of everybody's running so good there this year. It's really... Really, and track conditions have been good at East Bay, too.
And Todd and them have done a fantastic job. Right. I mean, that track, every time I go there, it is so well prepared.
I understand that the Ocala track held up really good for the first time it had been run on, too.
For the first time there, I have to say they were very, very happy. It got a couple of ruts over in turn four, I think. But, you know, to be honest with you, at first, I as a fan, I was thinking, oh, man, those ruts. But as a fan, you see those cars, man, they don't lift. That's the cool part about it. Just ruts, no ruts.
Oh, well, it's fast. It doesn't matter. It's fast.
Mm-hmm. A few little ruts and little holes, that just makes it a little bit more interesting, you know. Like I told my crew chief, Terry Peter, there tonight, he says, now, if that Ocala gets rough, you take it easy on the car. And I said, well, the fastest way is just go right through the middle of the hole.
Yeah, and that's what everybody's thought is just keep it matted because that's all they do.
Hey, Buzzy, the tractor tires are still there.
Oh, no.
Yes, the tractor tires are still there that were there when it was asphalt. They're still there, and I think they can do some carnage to you, but I believe you'll have a good time there, and I think that you'll think it looks fantastic as a dirt track, and I'd say that David probably wants to show up and run it as a dirt track again with something as soon as he can get a chance to. He probably will.
Right. He told me the other day. See, I have his modified down here too, and he says, "Dad, he said you get my car ready to go," he said, "As soon as I get a break, he says I'm gonna come down and show you how to get around Ocala." So I'll keep you posted when he's got an open date there, and we'll get him down there some Friday night and maybe I'll have to show him how to get around Ocala.
Oh, yeah, let us know. That'd be a night I definitely want to make my way up there.
I think that he is one of the kings of Ocala for sure, David is, because he did well when it was dirt. And I remember when they made it asphalt, I ran one of those first James Powell Memorials there. And David was like, yeah, just do this and do that. And sure enough, man, went right around the racetrack.
He likes the layout of the track. And matter of fact, I was quizzing him the other night on that. David now says, start with number one. Well, which way do you go in low or do you go in high? And so he was explaining to me how to do it, but I don't know if I can remember all that or not.
Just drive into one as hard as you can.
Just go wide.
And be careful when you get to four.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
Well, I tell you, it's been, you know, these guys, if it's anything like East Bay, and it has, and it was the first night, you know, and as that track comes in and as they race more on it, obviously it's going to widen out. But if it's anything like the first night, but, I mean, at East Bay, Buzzy's used to that. It's three wide all turn four, brother. You don't know until the last night, until the final turn. And they're just three wide, and I'm telling you, they're digging from all the way back.
Ocala's got it best because it is the cleanest dirt track you'll ever go to because the pits are all paved. I mean, it's like going to the Daytona of dirt tracks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they paved the pits, so that should make it a lot nicer to work on. And
you'll hardly even get dirty.
Right. I don't know. I think we spent half a day cleaning the mud off mine from East Bay. I think I'm building me a track out back here from the mud.
You can sell that dirt back to them, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to get a load of it and then sell it back to Farnador when I get done.
Exactly. Yeah, you could get some money that way. Maybe that's the way you get some money out of him. But, no, I've been shelling out some money here left and right to Buzzy lately here. We're coming across those start finish lines with the checkers and the seconds, and like I said, point leading the points in the second week at East Bay, and you know, I guess you gotta tip your hat to somebody like Buzzy who comes out there and you know, these guys, some of these guys out there, dude, they're serious. I mean, they do this. They're really serious. And you look over Buzzy's crew, brother, they're over there having fun.
But Buzzy's serious because he'll be out of a seat if he don't do good, see?
Yeah, like I said, I have to produce here, I'm telling you.
So who else is helping you there, Buzz, besides, you know, David with the car? Who else is helping you?
Oh, I'm telling you what, they all keep an eye on me.
Buzzy, who else is on your crew out there?
Oh, on my pit crew?
Yeah.
Well, I have, you know, of course, I call him my crew chief, Terry Peters. He does a lot of the work on the car during the week while I work on other customers' cars and answer the telephone 50 times a day for people who want to know what David's doing, you know. Mondays is really pretty rough.
I bet.
Why didn't David do this or why didn't he do that? But that's part of the deal there.
You love that, don't you?
Well, I love that. And then Donnie Reed, he's been with me for, gosh, 25 or 30 years, Donnie has. And he drives that street stock number 07 out there at East Bay.
Another tremendous series out there, man, the street stocks.
Oh,
I mean, I used to sit there and go, dude, the hobby stocks. You got to be kidding me. The hobby stocks at East Bay are off the hook, brother. I'm telling you, they're crazy.
Yeah,
it's insane.
They got a good feel of those out there. And they're getting really competitive, those guys are. They have a real go at it. And
Buzzy, I tell you, you got to remember the truth of the matter, though, here is that it wasn't that long ago when Scotty didn't want to have nothing to do with them dirt.
That's right.
I ain't going to let you forget that, man.
That's right.
He had never even seen a dirt track whenever we were riding up and down the hall races, going to those all-pro shows and stuff, you know.
Ever since he met...
Yeah, who wants to go in there and get all dirty, man? I already get dirty enough at the asphalt track. Who wants to go in there?
Listen, Buzzy, he felt right at home with all those Northerners that came down for the Winter Nationals. He was spending the night with them inside their motorhomes and everything.
Well, I think he's been converted over to a dirt track fan.
It makes me wonder how I ever did really watch some of the other races. Although I will say that Bristol, if you ever get a chance, Bristol is definitely a great place to go watch a race at. And I don't care what they're racing, that's just a great place to go watch a race. And
that's quite a deal. Yeah, David was a little bit upset the other night because it rained, because he was a tenth of a lap quicker than the two guys that won, and he was running them down. He said, I don't know what I'd have done with them when I got to them, because Kane was running on the outside, and the other guy, the 07 car there, he was running on the bottom. He said, I don't know what I'd done with them, but he said his car was quicker than those. So that would have been interesting if it had went the rest of the way.
Just a couple laps. If that caution would have come out a couple laps sooner yesterday, it would have kept him there on the lead lap.
Yeah. That, I never realized that track position is so important on that Cup Series race. Having to start in the back like that, and then you get a lap down because the leaders can run and with no traffic there, and it makes it rough. But he's looking forward to going to Martinsville next week, because now he doesn't have to be a go or go home.
Sweet.
That's a load off.
Where's he at?
Right there.
Where's he at? What place?
He's in 25th spot now, 25th or 26th in the points now. So
that's beautiful, man. That's great.
He's only like 50 points out of the top 20, so he's looking to get in the top 20.
Hey, Buzzy, how about Dakota Stevens? What do you think about Dakota Stevens?
Oh, he's a sharp little driver, I'll tell you. He can get the job done.
Yeah, we talked to him a little bit earlier in the show, and I said, now, Dakota, I hope that you listen to the show, because I'm going to ask Buzzy Rudiman about you, because he brought up the fact you guys are buddies. And I told him that he ought to stay friends with you, because you're a good guy to know.
There you go. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
He's good. I didn't know that he drives those sprint cars and everything there. So he's very versatile, in different type cars. So that's a plus on his side there.
Yeah, he's 16. He's got over 10 years experience already.
Well, in about 40 years, he'll catch up to Buzzy's experience. So there you go.
Yeah, somebody asked me. I drove my first race when I was 13 years old. So, I've been going around a few laps.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, guys, Scott, Buzzy, it's been great having you on Inside Florida Racing tonight. And Scott, looking forward to, we'll see you up at East Bay coming up on April 5th.
Okay.
When I come up there.
April 5th.
Yeah, April 5th, we're coming up there.
And I want to remind our listeners that last year at the Snook River Grill, we had the Rudiman family night.
Yeah.
And Buzzy and the whole gang was there. David, of course, was with us by phone. But that whole two-hour show is 2.5 hours, I think, is available on Real Racing USA. You can still go log on into our, I think it's in the special events section. If it isn't, we'll make sure it's there. But you can still go listen to that show.
And what'd you say, Jack? It's still one of the most listened to shows.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, a year later.
I would like to have David come on our Inside Florida Racing Monday night show sometime. We haven't got to interview him. His old buddy Bonehead here has never got to interview him on the show.
That would be neat.
Buzzy, make sure when you talk to David, you tell him his old buddy Bonehead is still down here rooting for him. And I love watching him every week, man. I really say, I try to tell all these drivers that we talk to, you got to work hard at it. You got to struggle at it, because only a few survive. David survived. He's there. Tell me what you think about Eric Almirola.
Oh, boy, he did an excellent job this week. Boy, I didn't. Anytime you get out of Bristol and keep all the fenders on the car, you've done an excellent job. And so he really did a great job this year. I think he's going to do pretty good. He got Mark Martin coaching him there a little bit, I think he's going to have a good year. Only I wish they'd let him run every week. That's
He probably does too.
Yeah, I got to be a plus for him, but that'd really help out. But no, he did an excellent job this week.
All right. Well, keep us updated what's going on, and we'll have you on again. And good luck out there. You know, keep those wins up because I don't want to see you lose your ride.
Yeah, I'll keep giving.
You know, Darrell Waltrip, he's looking for a ride all the time.
There you go. All righty. Well, hey, thanks for having me.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Take it easy.
We'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Dixie.